This is Maria Kalina from Government Action and Communication Institute, and joining me is Ann Whitten, Communications Manager at Prevention Institute, who's here to talk a little bit about the benefits of prevention. Ann?
The focus of community prevention is really building health in the places where people live, work, learn, and play. And so, of course, that is the first benefit of community prevention is it's actually building health. And when you look at systems and policy-level changes, they're actually going to have a greater impact on health than just trying to make individual change. So creating a smoke-free park that's safe for everyone to play in or making sure that entire neighborhoods have access to fresh, healthy foods is going to be more effective at building health overall than just telling someone to stop eating junk food, for instance. Community prevention is setting the conditions for health and increasing options for whole groups of people, not just one person. So from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense. It's impacting more people, and that's a great benefit of community prevention. And once that park is built or that grocery store is in a neighborhood, it's going to be there for a while, so people will be enjoying the benefits of that effort for years. So prevention, when it's well done, is also sustainable. At Prevention Institute, we like to say that a good solution solves multiple problems, and that's really true of prevention. When you're making a neighborhood safer, you're going to impact violence rates, but it's also going to make it easier for people to walk to school, to play in their local park, and to shop at their local stores. So you really can see that it's going to be impacting multiple aspects of health and creating a thriving community at the same time. You know, community prevention also has huge benefits to our economy, and that's something that folks across the country are really focusing on right now is our economy, and so it's really crucial that we think about prevention as a part of that work. 7 out of 10 deaths among Americans are caused by chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and these are all illnesses that can be prevented. And they also account for more than 75% of the money that we spend on health care. Community prevention dollars are going to impact both how we spend money on health care nationally, and they're also going to impact health. So, for example, if we just reduced the incidence of diabetes and high blood pressure rates by 5%, we could save as much as $25 billion a year. So we really can't afford not to invest in prevention. The benefits to our economy are so huge. Along with that, it's also really good for business. Businesses spend $73 billion a year on chronic disease, and businesses lose something like 39 million workdays every year to illness. So they're also going to save money on healthcare costs, lost workdays, and medical claims when the people who are in their workforce are healthier. And we're increasingly seeing that businesses are more likely to relocate in communities that they see as healthier. So that's going to bring benefits to the entire economy of whole cities. And we're also seeing that there's federal prevention money now that's being spent on workplace wellness investments. So businesses also have the opportunity to benefit from those federal dollars as well. And then most importantly, I think, you know, for us, good prevention strategies really look at building equity in communities, and they focus where the need is greatest. So, you know, it's shocking, but the most reliable way of figuring out someone's life expectancy is as simple as looking at their zip code. Where you live really matters. And racism and poverty will shape community environments, whether you have grocery stores where you live, whether there are safe places to play, or even sidewalks. And people living in impacted neighborhoods in America live shortened lives, 15 years shorter than other communities. So prevention can help give those 15 years back, and that's something that every person in America really deserves. We want children and families to take for granted that the places that people live, work, play, and learn are going to support them in healthy eating, physical activity, and living tobacco-free, and that's what prevention does.
Thanks for sharing this information, for taking the time to highlight this issue, Ann. If you're interested in learning more about prevention issues, please call 510-444-7738 or visit www.preventioninstitute.org. If you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature or have any comments or questions, please go to www.gacinstitute.org or call 916-966-6643.